Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. Moonborn by Aura Gera Artola. I am the moon's daughter, forever shifting rooms within the skin I call home. My light has crossed the tides, so have my shadows. I leave pieces, memory like bark, fallen between full and hollow. I lay in the hands of the earth what in mine has completed its cycle, in case she wills that it might bloom anew for someone else. Winter Nights, Burning Cinder by Sierra Sylvie. As I lie here with eyes that glint while the cinder burns each memory softly, as I lie here with those eyes that soar across every memory longing to be embraced, as I lie here with a body longing to be worshipped, as I lie here with the body of rusted skin from the torrent of tears, as I lie here with a soul suffering from the resentment of an eclipse, as I lie here with a soul striving to cherish the thistle garden of the heart, as I lie here with an aching heart waiting for a lullaby only to recite it myself. My Son in the Sea by Lisa Zirkle. Somehow he knows he can breathe in both water and air. See how he grows piscine, dull on land, iridescent in the deep. Delicate flesh of my blood and my bone. How many bodies can this world hold? Men want to examine where exactly skin meets scale. You can't have it both ways. Choose, man or fish. Not a man, say the men. Don't listen to them, sing the sirens, preening their feathers, being as they are part woman, part bird. What will the fish say? Neptune, I'm counting on you in your pearl and coral grotto, where distinctions are not so brightly lit, where seahorses are not horses, where starfish are not fish, but stars. Canvas of Uncertainty by Asiya Yusuf. We all wonder what the future holds, a blank canvas waiting, like an unwritten scroll. Brush strokes of imagination begin to unfold as hearts find solace in stories yet untold. In the darkness of uncertainty, a light flickers bright, guiding us gently where shadows take flight. With each step we take, the canvas starts to fill. With every stroke, our story unfolds. A masterpiece of hope where love and dreams entwine, a tapestry of moments timeless and divine. In this work of art, our hopes come alive. Passion ignites, dreams soar, and hearts truly thrive. Stuck in the Blue by Teshul Jariwala. I remember that weekend, the lilac sky, how I smiled at the stars while learning goodbye. I gave you my laughter, my voice, my youth, and you gave me silence, disguised as truth. I thought we were different, the kind that last, but some fairy tales burn out too fast. You called it timing, I called it fate. You called me lovely and walked away late. I'm stuck in the blue where the quiet won't break, where your name is a whisper the moonlight still makes. I painted you golden, but you stayed untrue. You never loved me, but God, I loved you. Oh, I'm stuck in the blue, still stuck in the blue. I stood by your side when the world turned cold, hid every bruise in petals I'd fold. I sang you lullabies nobody heard, and you left me hanging on unfinished words. They asked what happened, I smiled, said fine. but carried your ghost through every line. You ran from the mess that your hands had made and left me with echoes that never fade. I'm stuck in the blue, where the shadows dance, where the heart still waits for a second chance. I gave you a storm wrapped in skies so new. You gave me the rain, and I called it you. Oh, I'm stuck in the blue, so endlessly blue. Do you remember the girl who believed in stars, who kissed your wounds and hid her scars? I still write poems with your old name, but now the ink don't bleed the same. I'm stuck in the blue, where the soft songs ache, where your ghost still smiles in every heartbreak. I held you in ways the world never knew. You never loved me, but I always do. And I'm stuck in the blue, forever in the blue. How Clear She Shines by Emily Bronte. How clear she shines. How quietly I lie beneath her guardian light, while heaven and earth are whispering me, tomorrow, wake, but dream tonight. Yes, fancy come, my fairy love. Those throbbing temples softly kiss, and bend my lonely couch above, and bring me rest, and bring me bliss. The world is going, dark world, adieu. Grim world, can see thee till the day. The heart thou cast not all subdued must still resist, if thou delay. Thy love I will not share. Thy hatred only wakes a smile. Thy griefs may wound, thy wrongs may tear. But oh, thy lies shall never beguile. While gazing on the stars that glow above me, in that stormless sea, I long to hope that all the woe creation knows is held in thee. And this shall be my dream tonight. I'll think the heaven of glorious spheres is rolling on its course of light in endless bliss through endless years. I'll think there's not one world above, far as these straining eyes can see, where wisdom ever laughed at love, or virtue crouched to infamy. Where, writhing neath the strokes of fate, the mangled wretch was forced to smile, to match his patience gainst her hate, his heart rebellious all the while. Where pleasure still will lead to wrong, and helpless reason worn in vain, and truth is weak and treachery strong, and joy the surest path to pain, and peace the lethargy of grief, and hope, a phantom of the soul, and life, a labor, void and brief, and death, the despot of the whole. Drink It In by Maggie Devers. Someone handed me a latte that didn't taste like coffee, and I realized why those people on the plane never bothered to put up their window shades after takeoff. We threw ours open before wheels up. It already went halfway as she chose her seat, for we need to see. Clouds dancing in the sky. Bags on those automatic ramps swallowed or spit out of the plane. The heat still rising from the hot asphalt as the sun sets. Is there anything more joyous than this wide world around us? We want to know how it tastes without too much cream and sugar. But we won't say no to those either. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.